Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke, brought to you by the Citroen C4 Cactus, the antidote to the everyday.
You can't snuggle up by the fire, Kirsten. How are you?
Ah, thank you. Oh, toasty fire running in here.
It's Mikey's log burner.
It's Mikey's heart.
My heart, my giving heart.
That's the toasty fire in here that keeps us all warm.
Snuggle up. Hi, Kirsten. What's going on?
Oh, well, we had 48 hours with no power out in Blockhouse Bay.
I tell you what, as a genius of music, you would appreciate that. Things get a bit funky. You can't. There's no MP3s. You can charge something up and have a...
Well, no, you can't charge.
Yeah, but you can have... I had a few things charged up, and I had like a power pack charged up, and I thought it was just God's gift to me. And then that was ran out, and so...
Yeah, because I was so scary it was going to run out overnight, and I wouldn't wake up in the morning. And so I've been charging all day. Like, I was emceeing an event the other night, and I'm on stage plugging in, going, oh, excuse me, I just want to charge my phone. You know, you're at a big important meeting, and then the side, and just charging my phone. Can you mind? And
you were spotted at a very popular Iranian pop superstars show.
What the heck? Who spot? What? What?
I'm just saying.
Who reported that?
Just you were there.
It was so good.
What was it? Tell me all about it.
Oh, it's so good. I just got a last minute invitation. I was literally in my PJs at 6 p.m. Hopped in the shower, hopped in the car. Luckily, we had hot water then. Back in the old days when electricity was just running flowing. Yeah, and he's a big pop star from the 60s. He's their version of Elvis, but he's probably more like Frank to us in that, you know, he's sort of a crooner.
Yeah.
And they're very sweet songs. You know, he's not super rebellious like Elvis, but his popularity is huge. And then he had a nightclub in London in the 80s. And so a lot of the sort of diaspora Iranians... You know, probably some of the ones that are here, like, grew up in the 80s in London and, you know, used to go see him in small clubs. But he's massive. Like, people were mental up the front, dancing.
How old is he now?
70-something.
And what's his name?
RF.
RF.
RF. So you had your spies on? What the
heck? Was that you, Joe, that told me that?
Sorry?
About Kirsten being at the Iranian pop superstars.
What, were you there?
I have no idea what you're talking
about. Okay. All right, everyone have a good day.
Well, that's all right.
But yeah, mate, I've got it right though, wasn't I?
But it was fantastic. It was really good.
You were spied there.
Sultani Gulab is his big hit, if you want to listen. Mm-hmm. Queen of Hearts. Oh,
well,
so
sounds
good.
Sounds like he might have grabbed your heart.
Oh, he sure did. You know, dude in a tux singing. Big band, great band.
Today, though, on Traveling Tunes, Kirsten, what have you got for us?
Okay,
what instrument?
It's a corded zither.
excuse me?
It's a corded zither.
The zither. We've not done the zither.
Well, this is a zither, and it's called but most people know it as the auto harp.
Oh, now,
so
I believe we had these at our primary school.
They are fantastic. So for anyone, they're for people who don't know music.
Yeah.
You can't play the guitar, can't play the piano, especially if you want to sing and accompany. So it's sort of, picture a flat box with strings across it, a hole in it kind of like a guitar has, you know, those echoey holes. But then it's got these bars over the
top.
Is
that the correct professor of music way of saying?
Guitar hole, yeah.
guitar hole.
Or an open resonating body. But so it has these bars so that the strings play all the notes of the scale. But when you press a bar that says C, it will block everything out except for C, E, G, C, you know, the notes of the C scale.
Good to know. Because that's where I love the piano. But I just don't know my chords.
Well, you just press C minor. It has C minor, C7, G, it has them, and it says it, and you just press it. Bring, bring, and that's it. Then you strum it. Sort of like a big fat guitar, because you actually got three octaves.
Bring the noise? Yeah, sure.
You've got three octaves where guitar, you know, you've only got five sort of strings going on.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like instant musician.
I seem to remember it being, if it's the thing, it's in a funny shape, would be a...
slight trapezoid.
A trapezoid, yes, is the shape, yes. That it is? Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Yeah. Trapezoid? It's a trapezoid.
Trapezoidal, trapezoidish.
Popular?
It's had its ins and outs. It's the electric version that we have done. That's the Omnichord that came out in the 80s.
Right on with you.
Yeah. But had a big revival in the 60s with the sort of, you know, the hippies, the folkies.
Yeah, who couldn't be arsed learning the chords.
The Appalachians.
And where did the word zither come from?
No, zithers are ancient. That goes all the way back to, you know, you see in Greece people, you know, on the vases, they're drawing
them. So this is not
them.
A zither.
It's a type of zither.
Is it the type of the zither?
Word for the day.
Zither.
So it's a type. Because zither is just these sort of stringed instruments.
Oh, there's so many zithers, aren't there?
Yes, multiple. But this particular, the auto harp was...
Can you get secondhand zithers?
Yes, you can. You can cut them with scissors.
You cut them with scissors. My missus is secondhand.
New, they only set you back about $300. And I saw it was...
$300?
Yeah.
This is for the Omnicord, for the zither? For the auto harp.
The corded zither.
It's corded, C-O-R-D-E-D?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Corded, so but like pair of chords.
From what I read, you shouldn't buy secondhand.
But not C-H-O-R-D.
Yeah.
Oh, so corded that way.
But chord.
I thought you meant like a pair of chords.
No, just chord because it plays the chords for you.
Oh, the chords. Okay, so corded zither. Okay,
yeah.
Easy to remember.
You press one button. Now, they used to be played on tables, flat.
That's what we had. The ones at school used to have those.
Yeah, and you probably press it and then you crossed over and strummed.
Yeah.
You got the little
It wasn't manly. I didn't think, you know.
But in the 60s, people started playing them up on the side. You know, you sort of
hold
it.
Folk types. Yeah.
So one hand's pressing and the one hand's strumming.
That's boldly saying, I don't know the chords, isn't it?
And then some, so no, it's meant to be strummed, right? But some people now, they start pluck, yeah.
Delayed,
little, you know, sort of interesting, ostinatos and maybe lead sort of,
like Metallica songs played on,
Yes, we could have gone there. We didn't.
Okay, so we have some examples of them.
Yes, we are. So let's play Basia Bulat.
Yeah, we've got it there in the system.
Okay. So. Oh, I see. I thought it was just at the bottom of the pile there. So, Basia Bulat. Where are you, love? Come on, love. Oh, it's just finished itself there. That's our second one. We'll turn that off there for a second. And we'll try and get
it's
this.
It's all right. He's learning as he goes.
Yeah.
give it a home. Go on. Second try.
Take a breath is the key.
Give it a second.
Where is it? A placeholder instrument to me. It sounds like the sort of thing you go, and when we do the final song, we need to put a guitar or an organ in there or something.
When I see you kiss another, it won't matter at all. No, I won't hold.
It's quite bright, isn't it?
Happy metal strings.
And I've seen the final hour when I tell you I don't think about love.
But you can imagine, you know, she's got a fuller sound now, but probably. You know, when she's performing live or, you know, getting her start, it's just her and the
auto harp.
That's
probably the warm sound of her voice and the bright sound of the auto harp. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, she's filling it out now for the album. But, you know, she's a Polish-Canadian. Pretty young-ish. And trying to make auto harp a thing. But you hear the clunky change of chords.
Interesting. All right. So let's move on to a. Our next one's very cool.
Yeah. Well, so PJ Harvey is our next one, and she plays a lot of instruments. She plays guitar, sax, drums, violin, harmonica. But she's been trying to make the auto harp happen
too. Have a listen to this.
I lost my heart.
Sensational song.
Under the bridge.
This is a different version.
Yeah.
So much
Mike's skeptical.
And now I'm old.
It's harpsichordic, isn't it? It's got that sort of harpsichordy thing to it.
She'll never know.
She makes it sound nice and sort of melancholic, doesn't she, somehow?
Just, yeah.
That blue-eyed girl
doesn't seem to have a lot of
no more
volume fluctuations. You get
no, it doesn't.
Steady.
Doesn't. Yeah, it's hard to. It's hard sort of. Not a lot of peaks and troughs.
So, for you guitar players, not a pick, down but those picks that wrap around your fingers.
Yeah, undroppable pick, sort of. Yeah.
Yeah. And apparently, you need a good tuner with you. You have to tune it like at least once every couple of weeks.
Won't see her again.
36 strings.
Not entirely sure that one's in tune, to be honest.
Yeah, they suggest you have a electric tuner, you know, to get the notes right, but then you hand a tuner with you at all times.
Wow.
And your fancy picks.
And your fancy picks. Because so you don't drop it down the guitar-y hole.
Oh, I like when she does high up there.
And yes, shout out to that listener who just said, shout out, I don't know, that's normally doing.
Who are you?
A woohoo to that listener saying that Mitch and Mickey from Mighty Wind.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, they were based.
Yeah. That movie, yeah.
Love it. She was based on June Carter Cash.
Yeah.
Who was a big auto harp player, and so was her mom. Maybelle Carter was known as the Queen of the Auto Harp.
Wow.
And they were Appalachian. And so they sort of brought that, well, I guess through via Johnny Cash, who adored the Carter family and then obviously adored June so much later, you know.
Yes.
He sort of brought it in, didn't he? You know, he put her right there with her auto harp.
Auto harp, I mean, the sound of the harp has been treasured for years and years as the sound of angels. This is not, however, sound of angels. It is a very... It's a thin sound of angels, isn't it?
Any of you RuPaul's Drag Race fans, Trixie Mattel is an auto harp player, and she's released an album. Yep. She, in fact, she just won All-Star Season. All-Star Season 3.
Good job. I love RuPaul.
So Janis Joplin, June Carter Cash, Brian Jones, apparently, from the Rolling Stones.
Rolling Stones. Well, we've got another example here from Creative Superstars. They Might Be Giants. I love They Might Be Giants. You know, they, once they should do a song a day, and you could bring up their answer phone, and they have a new song every day.
Really?
Yeah, they're so good. This is Pencil Rain. Where is your auto harp? Let's hear it. Well, that's a better sounding. They've got theirs in tune.
The possible dream finale of scene.
Yeah, they're sort of enjoying that 3-octave range, aren't they?
They're really, really enjoying the 3-octave range.
That some call insane.
You know, and they're now not doing too much. The human is simple.
Yeah, yeah. They're not playing those chords too much. They're just the one, they've got the two,
The pageant is named The Pencil Rain.
Oh, I like how they did that stop.
The infantry stands.
And holds out his hands.
The marshal.
It's like when you get a piano and go boom down the keys really fast. Love it.
And skyward they train.
Oh, boom!
They're searching the yonder.
Spells.
That's very nice. That's the zither deal or harp. Any on trade me at the moment?
Like I said, they recommend new.
They recommend
the dudes were recommending new because they're only a couple $100s.
Yep.
And then you can be more assured of the tuning and the quality of the strings because it is harder to get them fixed. You know, we don't have a lot of good fixers.
Yeah, yeah.
So they say buy a new. But that was an American auto harp blog. You know, the research I do for you guys.
Oh, I bet the political chit-chat on that's badass.
So, there are all sorts of clubs and societies to join. So maybe in New Zealand, because we are good fixers in New Zealand. So maybe the repair, you can get decent repairs if you buy a secondhand one. But, you know, as you said, it was a big thing in schools for a while. So I can imagine
I guess it was
damage.
A learn the chords sort of thing, yeah?
Well, yeah, because you just press C, F, and G. And, you know, maybe kids will start to get the hang of those sort of patterns that pop music has, right? You just three chords or four chords. And but it has minors and it has sevenths.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. It does. And we look forward to hearing them and future music from other bands.
Well, so if you're a singer and you can't play guitar or piano, Get yourself an auto harp.
Yeah, at least sing along to that.
Or like a choir, you know, when you want to start a little group of kids singing, get yourself an auto harp.
There you go. Primary school kids, of course. Yeah. There you go. Now, so next week, what can we look forward to?
Trombone.
Oh, the trombone. I've got a great trombone story, which I've told many times on the radio, but I will save it again, and I'll tell you. I'll tell it to you now, but then next week I'll tell it to you again as though...
Am I lucky?
Enjoy the ride. That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Thanks,
brought
Kirsten.
To you by the Citroen C4 Cactus, the antidote to the everyday.